Just 2 days to go until President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, and the U.S. remains on high alert. The FBI has been visiting members of the National Guard over fears of an insider attack. Security is tight in Washington, D.C., with the city center turned into a ghost town. Armed soldiers are manning checkpoints to keep traffic out. 25,000 National Guard troops will be in Washington for Wednesday's inauguration. But security officials are taking no chances, with military commanders on the lookout for any problems within their own ranks. Simon Marks joins us live for more on this. Simon, those are quite concerning facts to be concerned about. The FBI is now vetting thousands of troops. Is this a credible threat, and how can they possibly vet so many people before Wednesday?
Well, they definitely seem to think it's a credible threat, Steve. I mean, it was another jaw-dropping moment in the final days of Donald Trump's Washington, D.C., when the Army Secretary disclosed last night to the Associated Press that they wanted to be absolutely sure that there were not Trump sympathizers within the National Guard's midst on patrol in Washington, D.C., who may pose some kind of a threat to security at the inauguration. I mean, that is certainly a situation that no one here in the United States ever envisaged might be associated with what is supposed to be a national celebration of the peaceful transfer of power, the issue, the hallmark of America's constitutional democracy this coming Wednesday. 26,000 people, you clearly can't security vet all of them in detail before Wednesday morning. But bear in mind, they've all been security vetted before. So this looks like it's another run through the security logs to try and identify any members of the National Guard that they then need to go and question in more detail. And it is redolent of the fact that as the perpetrators, the alleged perpetrators of that insurrection on Capitol Hill are being arrested all over the country, there are some serving members of police forces, law enforcement communities, and the like that are being charged in connection with the insurrection. So there are definitely concerns here that some of these institutions are home to Trump sympathizers who have the potential to commit acts of violence in a bid to try and obscure Joe Biden's big day this coming Wednesday. It's an extraordinary moment, but it is where we are with just a couple of days left in the Trump administration.
Yeah, Simon, you've been reporting for us the last 4 years, well, longer than that, but specifically with regards to the Trump administration. We're now down to the final few days of his presidency with his time in office. What's he expected to be doing before he leaves office on Wednesday?
Well, finalizing plans for his departure from the White House on Wednesday morning. He's going to be heading to Mar-a-Lago, his golf club in Florida. We gather that he wants some kind of a military-style send-off at Andrews Air Force Base. Then he'll fly on Air Force One before Joe Biden takes the oath of office, so he doesn't have to ask the new president for permission to use it. Pardons is the big focus here at the moment. We're told from inside the White House to expect details of more than 100 pardons that President Trump is planning to approve. His name, personal name, is not said to be on the list, but we don't know about members of his own family, his legal advisors. Will any of them be granted preemptive pardons before this administration comes to an end? We will have to see. The Biden team is keeping a very close eye on any executive orders and rule changes that the Trump team tries to jam through at the last minute in a bid to tie Joe Biden's hands as he enters the Oval Office. There's already concerns about some moves that were made in the areas of environmental regulation within the last few days. So that's very much where the Biden team's focus is.
And busy few days ahead. Thanks very much for that. Simon Marks speaking to us from Washington, D.C.